in 5 minutes. I gotta go upstairs and wash my face and brush my hair and put on a new sweater. So when the doorbell rings, please answer. Thank you so much. Bye.
From now on, we buy only caffeine-free cola.
Ooh, the boyfriend returns from the sea. How adventurous, how romantic.
How smelly. He was out in the Atlantic sucking up oil slicks.
So, what do you think?
She walks in beauty like the night. Nice gams, too.
Oh, you look terrific. Max is gonna love that outfit.
I don't know. Something's not right.
And I love that scarf.
That was it. I'm so looking forward to this evening. This is the first anniversary of our fourth kiss.
What's so special about that?
It lasted 2 days.
Oh, do me a favor. Keep an eye on my buns, will you?
Okay.
Mother.
Ahoy, matey. Welcome ashore. Boy, is Sam going to be happy to see you landlocked.
It's nice to see you again, Tom. Mr. Maselli.
Mr. Maselli? What are you kidding me, Jesse? It's me, it's Tony.
Well, I'd be more comfortable with Mr. Maselli.
What are you talking about?
Well, I can't explain it to you right now.
Oh, come on, Jesse. Hey, we're buddies, right? We're pals, pal of mine. If there's something eating you, I want to know about it.
Well, I'm breaking up with Sam.
Say what?
Ow, Tony.
That's Mr. Maselli to you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen.
But why, Jesse? Why?
Well, I just feel that our relationship is ended.
Well, is it me? 'Cause I could change. I really can.
I found someone else.
I have to sit down.
She was on the same boat with me, and we shared the same dreams.
Who cares? What about my Samantha's feelings?
Oh, I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you too.
Hi. Dad, I think we could do this without you.
Oh, yeah, sure, Sam, sure. Excuse me, yeah. But Sam, if you need me, I'll be right in there.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, sweetheart. You know, right behind this door, close by, as I always am, you know.
Dad, we're not going to do anything.
I know. My baby's getting dumped.
Oh, it is so good to see you. I want to hear everything that happens on the ship.
No, you don't.
Oh, I've got tons of plans for us. First, we'll go over to Bonnie's.
Oh, wait,
and
before
then
you make any more plans, I have to talk to you.
Talk? Happy talk or uh-oh talk?
Well, Sam,
uh-oh.
Hi, Sam. I made some manigotti. You want some?
No, thanks.
Feel like talking?
No, I'm pretty busy. I got a week's worth of clothes to be put away.
Two, but who's counting? Hey, let me help. No, Sam, I know about you and Jesse.
Well, these things happen.
Well, how you doing?
Great. Relieved. You know, I was going to give him his walking papers. He just beat me to it.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, hey, you want more time to spend with your friends, more time to spend with me. Well, more time with your friends, anyway.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Now, if you don't mind, Dad, I'd rather just do this by myself.
Oh, sure, Sam, of course. But, Sam, before I leave, let me just say one thing. You know, every dark cloud has a silver lining. I mean, what I'm trying to say is it's always darkest just before the dawn. And what I mean is the sun will come out tomorrow. I'm using a lot of cliches, aren't I?
Bet your bottom dollar.
Oh. Bet your bottom dollar. It's cute. It's cute. You know, Sam, just one more thing, though. You know, for every door that closes, another opens.
That. Close it.
Hey, Angel, look, it's Samantha. Hi, Samantha. You feeling better, honey?
Dad, I told you I'm fine. I'm just very hungry.
You hear that, Angela? Samantha's hungry.
Yes, oh my, the road to recovery, I remember. I used to eat tons of food every time I got hungry.
Amazing! Monster! What do you say?
I say men are scum! Filthy testosterone-filled slime balls!
Never bothered you before?
Mother, did you and Max have one of your little tiffs?
My tiffs are not little. I mean, there we were, finishing this incredibly romantic dinner, slowly licking the creme brulee off of each other's fingers. And do you know what Max wanted to do next?
What?
He wanted to go home and watch Carson.
He wanted to go home and watch Carson.
All I wanted to do was to go to Africa for an after-dinner drink.
Somebody, you can get a nightcap in Jersey?
Dad, it's a hot new club.
Oh, that Africa.
I mean, I was right in the middle of telling him he was a gum-flapping old coot when he stood up, gave me the key back to my apartment, and walked off.
Oh, the nerve.
Oh, Mona, you got dumped.
Dumped? No, I got left. There's a world of difference between getting left and... Damn, I got dumped.
Mother, I'm so sorry. I know how much Max means to you. Is there anything I can do?
You already have, dear. I paid for dinner with your charge card.
My pleasure.
I know how you feel, Mona. Jesse was no better. His way was the only way.
Don't you just hate the way men take you for granted?
Yeah.
Never asking what you want to do.
Yeah.
Always thinking that they're right.
Yeah. Never admitting that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when they are, it's always our fault.
Oh, tell it, sister.
When they're lost, they don't even stop to ask for directions.
Amen. Free at last. Free at last. Great God Almighty, free at last.
I always stop and ask for directions.
Remember this one, Jesse? The radio played it on our first date.
Samantha, are you okay?
Fine. I'm just going through my records.
Right.
Dear Michelle, I love you and I'll never leave you, never.
Michelle, I'm gonna puke.
If you're just gonna sit here and yell at the TV screen, why are you watching this?
Oh, it's got a great ending. Steven's car drives off the cliffs and bursts into flames.
Right.
And I have to tell you, I've been seeing your sister on the sly.
That's okay. I'd rather share you than lose you.
Well, we got one woman screaming at the TV, and we got another one scratching records. We are not in a happy mode here, Angela.
Tony, getting dumped is a serious business. You've got to give Mother and Sam time to sort things out. You have got to give them their space.
Yeah, how about to the moon? Is that space enough?
Tony, don't go out there. It's not safe for men in this house.
What happened, partner?
Well, I passed through and said, what's up? And Grandma said the toilet seat, and it was all my fault.
Oh, no. It's not your fault. Grandma's just going through this phase where she has these feelings about man.
What feelings?
Well, hatred.
There's a lot of that going around.
That's it. I've been very patient with these two wackos, but now somebody's got to go in there and talk some sense.
Tony, wait a minute. We've got to do this logically. These women were hurt by men. You are a man. Ergo, a woman should talk to them.
I am not a man. I am a father. I am gender neutral. Right, right. Ergo, I'll be at the library. Good luck, woman.
Sam, would you come down here, please?
Ah, they're kissing. Yeah, Petrie.
Why did you do that? I was enjoying myself.
But it's Angela.
Oh, I'd like to have a word with you. Oh, brother, here it comes.
I think it's time we had a heart-to-heart. To heart. I know what you've been through. You risked. You've loved. You've lost. But do you really think it's going to help to sit around the house consumed with hate?
Yes.
There is an important resource in this house. A resource that can provide warmth and sustenance. And do you know what that resource is?
Natural gas?
Sisterhood. Don't sell it short.
Thanks for trying to help, Angela, but Mona and I are doing just fine.
She's right, dear. If we want advice about relationships, we'll go to an expert. Like a Gabor sister.
A Gabor sister, huh?
Okay. Okay, let's go with that. Let's go with that. All right. With or without a man, the Gabor sisters have always maintained their joie de vivre. Hmm? You wouldn't catch them moping around the penthouse. Zsa popped up on the Merv Griffin show. Ava went out and did Green Acres. The point is they remain active and vital. We could all learn from a Gabor. I'll leave you with that.
No record scratching? No screaming at the TV? Something's different.
And they're both going out to dinner.
Amen and hallelujah.
And all it took was a little sensitivity, a little understanding, a little nurturing. Just some of those woman things.
Well, Angela, I want to thank you and your women things.
The paparazzi are going to pop their peepers.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, très élégant, très chic, très va-va-va-voom.
Yeah. Hold up with the va-va-va-voom. Where are you going? Where are you off to?
Africa. Mona's taking me for a hot night on the town.
How hot?
Dad, don't worry about it. I'm with a responsible adult.
Hi-ho, Silver. Oh, your daughter and my mother going out together. Isn't that a pretty picture?
Yeah, well, it all depends on how you look at it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, given Sam's vulnerable state, I'm not sure she should be going out at all.
Oh, don't worry. She's with Mother.
Well, that's another thing.
What other thing is that?
Well, you know Mona.
No. Suppose you tell me.
Maybe we should drop this subject.
I want to know.
You know.
What kind of crack is that? My mother happens to be a wonderful woman whom everybody loves. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What did I say?
You know.
Would that be all?
You are so bad.
I know.
Do you really think he believed you were Zsa Zsa?
Well, it got us this table, didn't it?
Excuse me, sir. We'd like some water, please.
Would that be Italian, Canadian, Swiss Alp, French Alp, Adirondack, or our amusing little domestic blend?
We'll have two Swiss Alp with a twist, non-carbonated, and light on the cues.
Whoa, Mona. You really know your water.
Excuse me, ladies. You alone?
Alone? How can we be alone when there are two of us? Or perhaps you think because we are without a man that we are incomplete. Well, sir, you are looking at two very complete human beings who do not need a male companion.
I just wanted to borrow the chair.
He wanted us.
Definitely. Guess who's back?
Is it the woman of my dreams?
It better be, or you're in big trouble.
Did I ever tell you that I'd die without you?
Why wait?
Come on, Mona, let's just ignore them.
Cheryl?
Yes, Austin?
Will you make me the happiest man alive and become my bride?
Yes. Yes, yes!
Yes?
What are you, deaf? She said yes.
Hey. Hey, everybody. She said yes. We're getting married.
More than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you.
So do you want sardines for an appetizer?
I bet she'll make a pretty bride.
It was kind of romantic. I mean, if you like that sort of drivel.
Yeah, who needs it?
Right.
Right.
You miss Jesse?
Are you kidding? No way.
I miss Max.
Really?
Really.
I do miss Jesse. Can't believe I just said that. I'm having such a good time. It's just I keep on thinking about him. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
It doesn't have to. But it still hurts.
Kills.
Well, we risked, we loved, we lost. And sooner or later, we'll do it all over again. Perhaps sooner than later.
It's 11:02 and they're not back yet.
Well, they must be somewhere between the male strip joint and the tattoo parlor.
I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more.
You're drunk.
It's the water talking.
Yeah, well, what did he put in that water?
Nothing, Dad. We had dinner, we laughed, we got invited to a wedding. Life is good.
Yeah, well, how good? What kind of good?
Clean good. 16-year-old good. PG-rated good. And this R-rated lady is exhausted. Bye, chum.
Mona. Thanks. I could have never gotten through this without her. That lady is the greatest. Good night, Dad.
And let me tell you another thing about my mother.
She's the greatest.
This is so sad.
No matter how many times I see this, it still gets to me. I just don't think I can take this much longer.
Mr. Hankins.
What movie are you guys watching?
It's not a movie. It's the telephone commercial. Herschel.